Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
It's that time again. We're opening the doors of the Keynote Club, and I'm your host, Bob Hall. We've got an hour of rhythm and blues, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of country, old-timey music, and some really quite peculiar stuff. Well, I'm sharpening the steel needles and winding the gramophone here, and I'm going to start with the track first on the turntable is Kansas City Jimmy. This is Savoy 691 and a 78 from 1949, and it's Saturday night.
I've got the Legion feet and I'm going to stick around. Hey, pretty baby, come put your hands in mine. Hey, pretty baby, come put your hands in mine. I've got a reservation at club number 49. We're gonna rock this way, dance our troubles away. We're gonna rock this way, save our troubles away. We're gonna save our blues some for Mother Day. Around.
Saturday night there from Kansas City, Jimmy. That was really some really nice saxophone playing there. And this is another great sax player. This is King Perry. It's on the Excelsior label sometime in the mid-50s. King Perry was from Arkansas, and he is playing Wait Now. Very nice. Wait Now by King Perry on the Excelsior label. Next up is Lightning Hopkins, one of the giants of Texas blues, post-war Texas blues. Lightning Hopkins, this is a mid-50s track. Not sure exactly where or when, but if you're not moved by this, you better pinch yourself to make sure you're still breathing. This is Moving On Out.
I woke up this morning by the break of day. I looked over on the pillow where she used to lay. You know, I feel so bad. Yes, I feel so bad. I feel so bad till I could break right down and cry. Got a letter come to me through hand. My baby didn't come home and say that I'm to blame. You know I feel so bad. Yes, I feel so bad. I feel so bad till I break right down and cry. You know I give all my money, then I'll give my time. Now she done messed up with another man and she won't pay me no mind. You know I feel so bad. Yes, I feel so bad. I feel so bad till I break right down and cry.
Lightning Hopkins there, and moving on out. We used to call that country blues in the old days, till we learnt better. But this is we're turning now to a true country artist. This gentleman's name was William Edward Grishaw, better known as Zeb Turner. And this is a hit record. Zeb Turner was a songwriter, guitar player, made a lot of records for King. And say this was a hit. It's Traveling Boogie.
Say up in the mountains at an old corn still, back in the mountains in the Tennessee hill. I like the still and I like this juice, but the revenue and men just cut it loose. Traveling boogie, dodging cannonballs. I left that place just like a scalded dog. I caught a freight train and the very first stop, the town was surrounded by 70 cops. Over the hill, you ought to seen me run. Went the Gatling guns, traveling boogie, just a kicking up dirt. You could have played a game of marbles on the tail of my shirt. Couldn't help from hollering out loud. I felt a runnish, plumb lost my sense. I left my britches hanging on a barbed wire fence. Hopped on a ship to sail the ocean blue. Saw an iceberg coming right off I flew. Everybody said, ain't that child a fool? But when it struck, I was in Liverpool. Traveling boogie, scared half to death. I was on dry land before I took a breath. She hugged me and she kissed me and she held me tight. Everything was going along real fine till she whispered in my ear, will you be mine? Traveling boogie, no wedding bells. That's for people that are crazy. I'll take a padded sail.
Traveling boogie there from Zeb Turner. This week's rare record is another from the Pete Whelan collection. This is a gentleman called Oliver Brown, about whom very little is known except that he came from New Orleans. And the track is called Oh You Devil You. And Pete Whelan tells me that Oh You Devil You is actually the naked dance. That's the dance that the hookers used to do when you came in and you were picking the lady you'd like to spend a few happy hours with. As far as I know, this is the only recorded version of the Naked Dance. And obviously Oliver Brown has put some words to it. But anyway, this was the original song. So see if you can imagine it in your mind's eye. Thank you.
I mean you little devil, you. I mean you little devil, you. I mean you little devil, you. Me, Mama, and Grandpa too. I mean you little devil, you. I mean you little devil, you. Let the boy tell your ma, pray them pardon me. Going back to Tennessee. Going back to Tennessee. Chicago girl try to misuse me. I mean you little devil, you. I mean you little devil, you. Let the boy tell your ma, pray them pardon me. But all the time, I mean you little devil, you. I mean you little devil, you. Let the boy tell your ma, say the poison me. That kind I never had. That kind I never had. That kind I never had. My God, old girl, you're gonna make me mad. I mean you little devil, you. I mean you little devil, you. Let the boy tell your ma, say the poison me.
Oliver Brown there, and Oh You Devil You, the rare record of the week. Well, while you've got in your mind the image of naked ladies dancing in a house of ill repute, I'm going to put on some hard bop. This is Charlie Parker, the Charlie Parker Quintet, and KC Blues, one of the classic Parker Quintet sides.
Thank you.
cool, pellucid tones of the alto sax of Charlie Parker, the Charlie Parker Quintet and KC Blues. I was watching a few days ago on YouTube some old film of T-Bone Walker, the great T-Bone Walker, whose influence on modern blues is absolutely incalculable. And I'd forgotten the way he used to play the guitar. He played it kind of horizontally, sort of tucked into his belly, but with the guitar horizontal. And he was a real showman, and I greatly enjoyed watching him. So I thought I'd play a T-Bone Walker track. This is T-Bone Walker with the Jack McVeigh Orchestra, with whom he really started and came to fame. And it's Don't Leave Me, Baby. T-Bone Walker with the Jack McVeigh Orchestra. What a great track that was. Okay, let's move on now to the Gospel Spot, a group that is still going. I've seen them many, many times. And although the older guys are retiring, and indeed some are passing on, they're still a really, really great, hard gospel group. This is the Five Blind Boys of Alabama and the classic Honey in the Rock.
Oh, sweet honey in the rock,
sweet honey in the rock,
honey in the rock,
sweet honey in the rock,
all it tastes
like honey in the rock,
sweet honey in the rock.
It didn't seem
enough for me, all it tastes
like honey in the rock.
I'll
keep singing
every day.
Me.
I walk,
as I walk
this old narrow way,
way
and the happiness
and the happiness
and a tire
and a tire
and I walk
all by myself.
Honey in the Rock there, the magnificent Five Blind Boys of Alabama. You are listening to the Keynote Club. In case you wondered, you turned this program on and you thought, what on earth is going on here? Well, it's the Keynote Club. It's blues and rhythm and blues all the way. And we're on Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM. And on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. I have to leave you for a moment for this important message, but I'll be back in a flash.
Here's a message of importance to millions of people who are continually pale and washed out, weak and run down. Doctors will tell you that these conditions are often caused by a deficiency of iron, the iron you need to build healthy blood, to keep your body function properly, and to keep you physically fit and mentally alert. Ironized yeast tablets provide you with a simple and effective way to get the daily iron your body requires. Ironized yeast is a concentrated iron tonic combined with high-potency brewer's yeast, one of the natural sources of vitamin B1. And every daily dose of ironized yeast gives you more than your daily minimum iron requirement in a form your body can easily use and put to work. Of course, pallor and weakness can come from other causes, so see your doctor regularly. But medical studies show that 2 out of 3 women, particularly those between 15 and 50, and many, many men, lack sufficient iron. So if you're not getting the iron your body needs, if you feel weak, run down, and are easily upset, get new pep, vigor, and color for only a few pennies a day. Start taking Ironize Yeast tomorrow.
Thank you.
Woogie Woogie fans out there in Radio Land will have recognised that as Pete Johnson. That was from 1948, 78, called Half Tight Boogie. That was the band that also backed Joe Turner on a lot of his material around about that time. Okay, we're going to move to a Cajun track now. This is Doris Matt. I think it's called Le Tresse de Mon Brogue, which means, apparently, The Tracks of My Buggy. So I don't suppose you're any wiser. This is from Lafayette, Louisiana, and it's on the Swallow label.
J'habite très naillé tous les soirs dans mon bogey. Et moi j'avais pas idée d'arrêter. Dans quelque chose qu'arrivait, j'ai changé mon idée. J'ai vendu mon cheval et mon bogey. Ils ont suivi les traces de mon bogey toute la nuit. C'est pour ça qu'aujourd'hui je suis un veuf délaissé, mais la blâme dessus les traces de mon boguet.
Les Tres de Mont Broc, that was kind of cute, wasn't it? Doris Matt there on the Swallow label. This next track is an artist I really know very little about, although he's still around, he's been rediscovered. His name's Roy Perkins, he's also from Lafayette. Roy Boogie Boy Perkins, he's played the Ponderosa Stomp in New Orleans in recent years. This, however, is a track of his going back to the 50s. I think it's on the Melody label, and it's Bye Bye Baby. Thank you. swamp boogie sound there of Roy Boogie Boy Perkins. That was really rather good, wasn't it?
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, folks, this week's challenging record is slightly different from the usual. As you will be well aware, this radio station is completely against the use of drugs in any form. In fact, I have to tell you, we don't even have a coffee machine in the studio. It's been a source of grievance for many years amongst us presenters, but there's not even coffee here. So I thought I'd play a kind of an anti-drug record. And this is from Shel Silverstein, wonderful composer, lived in Key West for many years, and this is his I Was Stoned and I Missed It.
Oh yes, boys, play it sweet for me. I was sitting in my basement, I just rolled myself a taste of something green and gold and glorious to get me through the day. When my friend yells through my transom, grab your coat and get your hat, son. There's a nut down on the corner, I give dollar bills away. But I sat around a bit and then had another hit and then rolled myself a bomber, thought about my mama, looked around, fooled around, played around a while, and then
I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and it rolled right by. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned. Oh, me, oh, my.
It took 7 months of urging just to get the local virgin with a sweet face up to my place to fool around a bit. And next day she woke up rosy and she snuggled up so cozy. But when she asked me how I'd liked it, Lord, it hurt me to admit
I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned.
Yes, I was.
And it rolled right by.
Yes, it did.
I was stoned.
Oh, yes, I was.
I was stoned.
No excuses for the many things I uses just to brighten my relationships and sweeten up my day. But when my earthly race is over and I'm ready for the clover and they ask me how my life has been, I guess I have to say
I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned.
Yes, I was.
And it rolled right by. I was stoned and I missed it.
I was stoned
and I missed it. I was stoned.
Oh, yeah.
Shel Silverstein there, and I got stoned and I missed it. Well, let that be a warning and a lesson to all you young folks out there. Gonna move right on now. This is this next track is by one Eugene J. Fox. It comes from 1954. He was from Clarksdale, and this particular track was recorded with Ike Turner. The great Ike Turner, piano player, guitar player, producer, and was leased to Lieber and Stoller and came out on their Spark record label. It's Spark 108. They also changed. They thought Eugene Fox didn't really have the cachet that they needed, so they called him the Sly Fox, and this is I'm Tired of Begging.
Well, I'm tired of begging, begging. get you to stay at home. I'm tired of begging, begging you to stay at home. Well, the next time you leave, baby, you can just take off. When you left me, baby, in the middle of the night, you made me think everything was all right. Well, I'm tired of begging, begging you to stay at home. Well, the next time you leave, baby, you can just take off. Now you fooled me once, you can't do it no more. I follow you, baby, everywhere that you go. Well, I'm tired of begging, begging you to stay at home. Well, the next time you leave, baby, you can just take off. Even have given me a smile. Well, I'm tired of begging, begging you to stay at home. Well, the next time you leave, baby, you can just take off. Now I've gotten hip, hip to your dime. Find another joker who will have your smile. Well, I'm tired of begging, begging you to stay at home. Well, the next time you leave, baby, you can just take off.
Sly Fox there, and I'm tired of begging. Apparently Eugene Fox, who was a tenor sax player, wasn't very keen on singing, but I've got to say, that was really quite a good track. I don't think he had any reason at all to be embarrassed about his voice. Okay, going to pass on to a pre-war track. I always try and play one pre-war blues track a week. This is from Cannon's Jug Stompers, Gus Cannon on banjo, Noah Lewis on harmonica. It's called Minglewood Blues. There's been quite a lot of work trying to find out where Minglewood was, and in fact Minglewood is a slight local variant of Menglewood. Menglewood is in Ashport, west of Ripley, Tennessee, and Menglewood was actually a box factory, and they used to throw parties and have celebrations there. So this is Minglewood Blues. Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers and Binglewood Blues. Jumping forward a little in time now to 1959. This is a group from Birmingham, Alabama. Came out on the B&B label, B&B 103. It's the Daylighters and Madhouse Jump.
Dr. Jugger threw a party at the Madhouse Inn. It was a big turnout, came all his friends. Everybody came with intentions to bop. The weak must sin and the strong must rock. They were rocking, they were rocking,
they were bopping,
they were bopping. Everybody was rocking and a bopping to the Madhouse Jump. The witch doctor came about 11 o'clock. The purple people leader was blowing his top. In walked the creature from the Black Lagoon. The moon wolf man started humming a tune. They were rocking, they were rocking. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the Madhouse Jump.
Frankenstein. The drunk started jumping, they were having a time. Old hunchback started ringing his bells. He looked at Frank and began to yell.
Everybody was rocking and a bopping to the Madhouse Jump. Dr. Jekyll introduced Mr. Hyde. Then the whole joint started going wild. I chased Dracula all around the room. He reached in the corner and he grabbed the broom. They were rocking. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the Madhouse Jump.
The Daylighters there, Madhouse Jump, a group led by Tony Gideon, and that's from 1959. Moving right along, this next track is another Texas artist. Texas has done quite well on this program. We've had Lightning Hopkins, T-Bone Walker, and now a much less well-known artist. This is a guitarist, Gory Carter. This is on Freedom 1518. He's from Houston, and it's from around 1949. She's Old-Fashioned.
Thank you.
to par. You're the kind of woman that will break a young man's heart. You're just old fashioned with a mind of long ago. You're the girl from way back young that just didn't learn to score. You wear corny looking dresses, high lace button shoes. You get your greatest thrill without singing the blues. You're just old fashioned living in a long ago.
She's Just Old Fashioned by Gory Carter. You've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. We're on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. And that's the website to which all complaints should be addressed. It's been a pleasure to have you with me. I hope to see you again next week. And I'll just time to squeeze in a little bit of Little Miss Bibbidi Bobbidi Bomb from Otis Riley.
She did a rockin' and a rollin', hoppin' and a strollin', all down the afternoon. She do the rockin' and a rollin', hoppin' and a strollin', bibbidi bobbidi boom. That's in a classroom every day, tryin' to pass the time away. Soon as the class bell starts to ring, this little girl starts to dance and sing. She do the rockin' and a rollin', hoppin' and a strollin', bibbidi bobbidi boom. I got
fool. If Daddy was standing back, tried to give Peggy foolie act. Bought him a roll, it's an up, a bowl of beans. That might be skinny, but I can't be. And there's a rockin' and a roll, have a little call, all during the afternoon.
It's over, we may never meet again. It's over.